We're joined by the new head coach at Arkansas. He was introduced as head coach on Monday. 110 wins in four seasons at Nevada. In 2017, he led Nevada to their first tournament appearance since 2007. Four Coach of the Year awards in 2018. They made their third straight NCAA tournament trip this year. Arkansas coming off an 18-16 season. We are joined by Razorbacks head coach Eric Musselman. Good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, JR. Thanks for having me on.
I got to say, and you know I mean this respectfully, and this is the life, this is the gig, but going back as far as you and I go, and you and I are friends, like literally my head is spinning over the fact that you just picked up the fam and you moved across the country and are you going to dive and are going to dive into another serious challenge and adventure. And I've got nothing to do with it and my head is spinning. How's it all feel to you? What has the week been like?
It's been an extremely busy week, and we've got to re-recruit our own guys and make them feel comfortable, and we got to obviously hit the recruiting trail, and so that's what we're trying to do, and then you got to put a staff together as well. So there's a lot of different factors that have gone in to this week, and we've hit the marketing trail as well. We had an event last night in Little Rock, and a lot of stuff going on here for sure.
Muss, it's old hat. You've done this before. You know exactly what the drill is, even if it's a different opportunity, and you got to go about it a little bit differently. But let me ask you about this. You had a really good thing going at Nevada, obviously, and not a good thing, but a great thing. You had them in the top 10. You could compete at the highest level there. I know you were not looking to leave. So what was it about this opportunity that made it feel like it was a good move for you and your family?
Yeah, I think number one, Jim, is that you're right. I had a great situation in Nevada, and the crowd was incredible. The fan support was awesome. Loved our players. But when you get an opportunity to coach in the SEC and then at a special place like Arkansas with their history and obviously winning a national championship, it is the best conference, arguably, even for basketball. And the coaching in this league is incredible what they've done with their coaches throughout the league the last 4 years, and so I think for all those factors, and then when you look at a conference like the SEC, they're getting not just multiple teams but seven teams into the tournament, and then in a place like the Mountain West, it's more difficult. You know, there's years where there's only one team in and that's the at-large team. And then you got the automatic bid, and so maybe two teams get in. So I think for those reasons, and I think everybody wants to compete at the very highest level that you can, and that's the challenge of coaching in the SEC right now.
Lay it out like that, it's a no-brainer. Eric Musselman's the head coach at Arkansas. Eric, before we talk more about the basketball point, I just want to go back to the family, because it is a family move. It is a family decision. So what's it like, not only for you as a coach, but for the entire family, to move from Nevada to Arkansas?
Well, Danielle and Mariah are back in Reno right now, because Mariah's got another 2 months of school, and my son Michael flew back to the Bay Area, and he's still got another month and a half. But my first recruiting challenge, really, Jim, is trying to get Matthew Muss to flip from the University of San Diego, which is where he's supposed to go next year, to Arkansas. So that's my first recruiting challenge that I've got to try to figure out how to win. And he came on campus and loved it. And then my other son, Michael, will be joining us here on staff. And Danielle and Mariah are extremely excited about getting back. And the family's pumped up and excited.
Eric Musselman joining us, right? You got to recruit your own to come with you, Eric. But, I mean, he could clearly, and I know my son would say this, what about you, old man? You went to San Diego. You played at San Diego. Why should I go to Arkansas when you yourself went to San Diego and I'm already on campus?
Well, I will say this. He came and visited and absolutely loved it. And he's actually trying to recruit a buddy to come here as well. So
good.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Good. Eric Musselman joining us. All right, you mentioned the program, the history of the program at Arkansas and in that job. As somebody who loves the game, as somebody who loves the history of the game, what's it mean to you to be the head coach at Arkansas?
Well, it's interesting. Last night at our event, a fan came up and said, hey, when you were growing up, what programs, did you look up to or emulate. And right away, without even thinking, I thought about the T-shirts I wore, you know, when I was younger. And quite frankly, it was UCLA, UNLV, and Arkansas. Those were the three teams that I can just name, you know, growing up, players year after year for style of play, you know, and so just I think the history of every all the great players, when you think of the Sidney Moncriefs and the Joe Kleins and the Patrick Beverleys, and you could just go on and on and on with guys that have played at the next level from, you know, Arkansas. And it's a little bit different, you know, at a place like Nevada. There's just a handful of guys that have played at that level, and you look at a place like Arkansas, and there's multiple year after year after year of guys that have played at that next level.
Yeah, Sidney Moncrief was such a class player, such a class guy. Pat Beverly is one of my favorites. In fact, Mus, did I see Pat Beverly reach out to you on Twitter, and what would it mean for him to come back and embrace you and the program as well?
Well, it's been so interesting, Jim. The former players, even Bobby Portis. I mean, he ended up texting me, and Patrick Beverly. He actually texted, and then I ended up calling him right after one of the games that they had played, and you know, he wants to come back and work out, and so I think, you know, the pride with those guys that have played here is absolutely incredible. Corey Beck, who played in the old CBA when I coached in it, Corey and I have connected, and it's really, really neat. Tony Brown, who's been an assistant coach in the NBA, and was a former NBA player who played here. So connecting with these guys is, I think it's going to be really important as well for the future of our program, our current guys, and then recruits as well.
Eric Musselman joining us. Now, Eric, part of being coach at Arkansas is the hog call. I know you did your homework. How did you prepare for that, and how did you feel about the execution?
I thought the execution was really good, Jim. It was I'm not going to lie. So we were told, you know, that we had to learn the hog call. And so what I did is my family started Googling it, and I said, hold on, we can't just Google fans. We got to go straight to Coach Chad Morris, and that's what we did.
Right.
Was we went to his press conference and we practiced and we practiced and we practiced. And I think I'm getting better. Like with each time you do it. It's kind of like riding a bike. You get a little bit better.
Reps. Eric Musselman joining us. He's the head coach at Arkansas now. Eric, you mentioned one of the first things you have to do is re-recruit the guys that you have. You've talked with your players. How do you go about earning their trust? You've talked to them about that. How do you do that?
Well, I think you got to be honest. You've got to give players a plan going forward. You've got to look at their game. You know, let them know what the positives are. Let them know areas of improvement. And then a plan on how they can improve. And we've just been so swamped doing, you know, promotional stuff and press conferences and things like that, that's an area, especially next week, that I got to really dive in with these guys. But I think you earn the trust, really, Jim, just through guys seeing that you care and seeing that you're invested. I think those are the two words that I think kind of equal trust is, and then you got to sweat equity with your guys, meaning you're working with them, you're paying attention to detail, and giving them a platform to succeed and a platform to grow as players.
We're talking to Eric Musselman. Now, Eric, when you went to Nevada, you went to a situation where there had not been a lot of success in the years before you got there. I know you've only now just arrived at Arkansas, but do you see similarities in the rebuilding work that you have there that you had in Nevada?
I think it's a little bit different because, you know, you're talking about a team last year that was two games over 500. Mike, you know, Coach Anderson is a phenomenal coach. He did a great job here over a long, extended period of time, and he won a lot of games. I have tremendous respect for him. So it's not really a program that you know didn't have success because they did make an NIT, and we do have a lot of really good young players. I mean, it's a roster that had a lot of freshmen and sophomores this year. And you hope that those younger players, they certainly should make a big jump going into their sophomore or junior year. So we are looking forward to continue to grow with the younger roster and then try to add some pieces as well.
We're talking to Eric Musselman for a couple of more moments. Eric, you mentioned this at the top, but I didn't get into it, but you were an assistant at LSU, so you're familiar with the SEC. But the conference has changed somewhat since you were last there. And when you run down the list of coaches, it's incredible. John Calipari, Bruce Pearl, Rick Barnes, Frank Martin, Buzz Williams, Nate Oates, Stack is now in, Mike White. I could go on. I mean, how competitive is this group of coaches?
Absolutely incredible. The coaching from, like you said, 5 years ago is incredible how much it's improved. And because we played Florida in the NCAA tournament, and like Coach White is a really good coach. I mean, he knows how to control tempo, and Coach Cal is one of the best X and O coaches in all of college basketball. And yes, he has talent, but he's an incredible coach of blending his talent and getting them to play as one. And obviously what Coach Buzz has done at Virginia Tech's incredible. And Nate Oates had as good a run as any mid-major coach the last several years. And his teams have always played hard and are athletic. And so the league is really, really, really difficult. And it's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge every single night that you step between the lines.
So, Eric, one last thought. When you were in the NBA, both as a head coach and as an assistant coach, you and I would talk a lot both on the air and off the air about the college coaches who try to make that transition. And now you've gone back to the college game. And as you've spent more and more time on the college level, how much have you changed as a coach? As an example, like baseline out-of-bounds plays in college versus the NBA, how significant is that difference from a pure coaching and tactical standpoint?
Well, I think, you know, when you transition from the NBA game to college, there are so many differences. You talk about an 8-minute different game, 40-minute game compared to 48-minute game. But for sure, Jim, I think the thing that opened my eyes more than anything, I had this whole package of side out of bounds offensive stuff, side out of bounds defensive schemes, because you're able to advance the ball in late game situations. And that's not the case at the collegiate level. It's all about, you know, in the special situations, how are you baseline out of bounds defense, baseline out of bounds offense. Some teams defensively are so good you can't even get the ball in bounds. So that's a huge, you know, difference. And then your rotations as well, because you look at that the 48-minute game, all the back-to-backs, 82 games squeezed in as opposed to 30 games. It's a huge difference in how you coach and conduct your roster, because depth becomes a little bit less significant at the collegiate level than the NBA level.
You know, I just thought of one more thing, Mus. You've been very candid, very open about what it's like to lose a job, and the best of the best get fired at that level. It's going to happen. What's it like when you're on the other side and you got to tell a college kid, thanks for everything, you gave me everything you could, but this is too good an opportunity and I have to take it? What's it like to say goodbye to your guys at Nevada?
It's really difficult. I mean, it started off in the morning, you know, the day that I had accepted the Razorbacks job, and it was calling the key boosters. It was calling the athletic director, the basketball athletic director, and I was crying like a baby, just because you go through so much with those people, and then you have to talk to your team, and that's probably the most difficult thing, because you are talking about student athletes that you have played a big part in their recruitment, and it's the same thing as you come into a job as well. I mean, the guys now that I'm coaching, you know, I was not the guy that brought them here, and so you got to love them, and I know Coach Alford's an incredible coach, and hopefully, you know, all the guys at Nevada now feel good that they have a coach that's really, really respected throughout college basketball, a coach that's coached at the highest level at UCLA, and to me, that's a great gift for the Wolfpack family, and our guys that are there are in really, really good hands. But it is the most difficult thing that you can go through.
Well, you had a great run in Nevada. You certainly lead that program much better than the way you inherited it. And now a great opportunity at Arkansas. He is the new head coach at Arkansas. He was introduced on Monday. Mus, congrats. Great to have you back on. And it goes without saying, you and I will be talking soon.
That sounds great, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on.
Mus, great talking to you. Congrats. Best of the fam. Eric Musselman, it's a great hire. Really good hire for them and a really good opportunity for him. And Nevada, you know, you're going to be disappointed when you lose a coach like that. But as I mentioned, he leaves them in a much better place than they were when he arrived there. He did a great job. They were good for him. He was good for them. And now you move on. Arkansas got a hell of a coach. All right, so we'll take a short timeout. Coming up later on this hour, Israel Adesanya. We'll check the leaderboard at the Masters and see what's going on. And don't worry about the phone calls. I'm not going to promote that. Lakers, though, I want to get into that. Where do they go from here? See, that's the thing. Musk said, I have to admit, I cried. I told the players, I told my AD, I told the boosters. That's how you handle that. Or he could have gone like Irv and not told anybody and just gone into a presser and a media scrum. Magic. And again, the only thing more unbelievable than him quitting is the reason why he quit. Like, man, this sucks. Wait, I have to work? I have to scout? I have to grind? I got to put in time at the office? And then on top of all that, there's this specter that one of the reasons, and this is speculation, one of the reasons that he quit is because there's a piece that ESPN was working on that was going to drop about the way he treated employees. And he said, that's not it. If I treated people so badly, why would they hire me twice? You know, and like everything Magic says, that makes no sense whatsoever. There's no logic based in that at all. And now that I know that they were working on that piece, I'm going to be really disappointed if that piece doesn't drop. And on top of that, it better be a much longer piece than it was prior to him quitting. Because there are other pieces to add to it. So we'll see. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You're in a 5-minute break.